And now, turning to Bahrain, where a senior Shia cleric has strongly criticized the regime for granting citizenship to tens of thousands of foreigners. Sheikh Ali Salman, the secretary general of Bahrain's main opposition party, Al-Wafaq, says the Al-Khalifa regime is targeting the indigenous population through the naturalization of foreign nationals. Well, the cleric believes that the policy is aimed at changing Bahrain's demography. Salman noted that foreign nationals, mainly from Pakistan, have been recruited as security forces to help the Manama regime crush the popular uprising that erupted in 2011. Well, according to the opposition bloc, the regime has spent more than $5.3 billion to accommodate the foreigners over the past decade. Well, let's cross over to London, joined by the head of Bahrain International Mission, Mr. Qasim Al-Hashimi. Mr. Al-Hashimi, good to have you with us. Staggering figures when we talk about the money that the Bahraini regime has been accused of spending on foreigners. Tell us about your perspective, what exactly you believe the regime is trying to do by making many of these foreigners naturalized citizens.
Thank you for having me. Bahrain regime has been spending national money to whitenish their faces and to cover the crimes that they are committing daily against the public. They've been using many companies in Europe and United States to do that dirty job. In regards to the naturalization, as far as you are, I don't know if you are aware, I am one of the people whom his nationalization has been revoked. Among 31 people on this at one time. In fact, me nor the other whom they are at the same list of the people whom their nationality has been revoked with me, we did not know about the case. We have not received any notification. We have not been called to a court. We've not been presented by a journalist. We have not been even asked by a justice department as to what is our mistake or what is our crime. That's number one. Number two, there are no right. There is no right for any country to revoke a nationality from a person who is original from that land. His hundreds of grandfathers has been on that land and lived on that land. Now we've been like a joke. It's we've been asking Al-Khalifa, myself asking Al-Khalifa, where is your six or seven grandfather grave? Can you show me his grave? He cannot, because either his graveyard either in Qatar nor in somewhere in Iran where they come from originally. Mm-hmm. But me, I can show them my nearly 100 grandfather grave and the graveyard, which prove that we are the original. We've been on this land for hundreds and thousands of years before they even think of leaving their original home.
Mr. Al-Hashimi, excuse me, but you are sitting in London right now. Do you think that there's a possibility that pressure can be put on the government in London to actually then exert pressure on the Bahraini regime, as more and more they're revoking the citizenship of people who have been born there and, as you say, have been there for generations?
I believe London government are the first government involved in that, and they are a guidance for Al-Khalifa regime to revoke the nationalities of Bahrainis from their land. I don't think London will cope, United Kingdom government will cope with the Bahrain regime instead of the opposition. In fact, we are in London, I am a British national, and I have been targeted because of my stand. I have been arrested. My home was raided by the head security, United Kingdom head security, the intelligence department, and I have been investigated. I have have been banned of using a Twitter or using a social media only because they are supporting the regime in Bahrain. So we don't expect from them to stand on our side making a pressure. That would be a big lie.
All right. Thank you. So sorry. So we're out of time. Appreciate you being with us at the head of Bahrain International Mission out of London, Mr. Ghassem Al-Hashimi.